It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They have the vote for the tush push today. Here was Sean McDermott yesterday talking about it again.
There's different forms of it out there. I know we are one of the teams that people identify that run it. That's fair. You know, there's other teams as well. So I just, look, we're gonna always act in a way that's best for the health and safety of the players. And I think that's the responsible way to go.
And I believe, 24 is the number they need to get it out, right? 75%.
This is insane. I mean, it really is. This is not cheating in any way. It's football. It's a physical game. Other teams try to do this. They can't do it as well. I mean, to ban this thing because you can't stop it is one of the lamest things I've ever seen.
You got the perfect size quarterback who really knows how to get small and get in behind his guard and centers. And he's done it well, and he's done it better than anybody else. Because not everybody else is nearly as successful as they are.
Right, and that's the point. So let's say there's a guy who gets drafted in the next couple of years. He can throw the ball 90 yards in the air. Maybe even 100 yards in the air. And then these other teams get pissed off, and they're like, you know what? We're going to ban long passes. You know, passes over 40 yards, we got to ban because no one else can do it. I mean, what? This sets a precedent for just stopping teams being successful at things.
Well, the NHL did it because of Marty Brodeur.
What? The
trapezoid.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like a third defenseman back there. Great stick handling goalie. They changed the rules. To hide behind this whole health and safety thing. I mean, when you're playing football, for God's sake, I mean, I understand nobody is like they've stopped the hip drop tackle. They've stopped the chop block. You can't block under, you know, below the waist in a certain area on the field anymore. I mean, this is just a great play. And by the way, the Philadelphia Eagles, everybody says, has the best offensive line coach in football. And that offensive line coach is the one who devised this. And he came up with it. And if you ask me, you know, I think it's a very valid, legitimate play.
All right, you know this guy better than anybody. You tell me if there's something going on here. This is we're talking about Shannon Sharp.
Okay.
This is on the Nightcap podcast. This is Ocho Cinco talking to Shannon. Again, maybe you can get inside his head. I don't know what's happening here.
Tomorrow is not promise. You got to learn to live. I've said this all the time. You alive, but you're not living. It's okay to step outside your box. It's okay to step outside your comfort zone. Do things different than what you normally do. Try something different.
No, I'm good.
Now, I can't play the rest of it because it gets a little filthy. But what's going on with Shannon?
He's happy.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
No, he said, I'm good. That's what it says.
No. He was like, I'm good.
He is good.
It didn't sound good.
Ocho seems concerned for him. I don't know. I don't know if you knew if there was something going on. Maybe not.
He said you're living, but you're not living.
Does Shannon Sharp have a greyhound?
Mets, Marlins.
He has little Pomeranians. Believe it or not.
In Miami last night.
Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a drive in the air. Well hit right center. It's got some legs. It's back near the wall. Grand slam! Pete Alonso! His first home run of the year.
Yes, it was. Howie Rose.
A salami.
On Mets Odyssey Radio, part of a 10-4 Met win. They also got home runs from Torrens, Nimmo, and Marte. David Peterson threw well. Here was Alonso happy to have the team break out offensively.
I just thought we just had great team at-bats collectively the whole night. I mean, 1-9 was a tough out the entire night. And when that happens, we can score a lot of runs.
You see the CBS Sports Network graphic here?
Yeah.
No barnacles on this polar bear. Good job, boys. That was funny.
That Alonso clip on SNY after the game right here on The Fan. Keith McPherson had an interesting way of how the Mets' offensive breakout felt.
Once they finally got some, they stopped acting like virgin.
What? Well, they got some, and then they wanted more and more and more. Interesting analogy.
I mean, he was all good on this one, right? I mean, he was fine for this broadcast?
Yeah, well, I think Jerry missed that whole thing. He was getting his colonoscopy. But,
oh, that's right.
So it was the day after opening day. Keith McPherson had lost his voice because he was at the stadium screaming. So CeeLo was playing some of his open, and it was, yeah.
Yeah, but he also had an appearance at Stans.
On top
11,
of it, wow.
Yeah, like it started at 11. I think it went 11-1 in Stands.
And then into the game?
Then into the game, and then back onto the radio.
Wow. Yeah, that's tough.
That long day.
That is a long day. Making money, though, but a long day.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Kodai Senga, Sandy Alcantara tonight. For the Yankees and Diamondbacks, you got Will Warren and Corbin Burns. We'll have that on The Fan for you at 6:25. I won't play the Alex Cora one again, but just this highlight. It's hard to believe what has happened. It's only a week. I get it. But this Rafael Devers start to the season is wild for the Red Sox.
0-18, 14 strikeouts. Nobody wants to go through this. He's working pregame to try to change something up, get a feel.
Swing and a miss. Down he goes again. 0-19 with 15 strikeouts. It boggles the mind, frankly.
And then, yeah, it was on Nesson. And then Al and I were in the warm-up show. He had the note of Tony Gwynn in 1995, 15 strikeouts for the year. And what was it? How many at-bats, remember?
Six?
585.
I mean, that is amazing, isn't it?
So then
is that the best ever in a season?
If not, it's pretty damn close. I was going through Keith Hernandez's years because I don't remember him striking out much. And his best year was, I think I found 1985 with the Mets. It was like 670 plate appearances, like 58 strikeouts.
Wow.
And now these guys are striking out 200-plus times a year. It is a different game.
Well,
for
it's
sure.
All about launch angle.
Yes, I'm well aware. I know. Nets beat the Mavericks 113-109. The Knicks take on the 76ers tonight. Women's college basketball. UConn does what they always seem to do.
Left foul line extended. Strong. Hands for Beckers. Left wing three. Got it. Paige Beckers.
Edwards knocks down two huge jumpers. She's got 25. And UConn back on top by 11, 59-48.
Woohoo! Shut up, Gene. She had 31 points. That was Westwood 1 NCAA Radio. UConn beat USC 78-64. Lady Huskies into the Final Four for a record 24th time. Texas also advanced as they beat TCU 58-47. Devils and Wild in a shootout. New Jersey comes away with the 2 points.
He tied the game late in the third period at two. Here comes the young forward, hearing the boos from the crowd down the right wing side. Top of the circle. Now between the circle. Snapper off the crossbar. No! It comes out, and the Devils have won in the shootout.
Yeah. Man, when that snapper comes out.
You know. Snapper.
Be in trouble. He loves that snapper, Matty Loughlin. By the way, Eddie looked it up. I'm sure there's a 100-year-old person that is slowly dialing the phone to give us the stat. But what was it, Joe DiMaggio, when?
1941. 13 strikeouts, 541 at-bats.
That's the greatest of all time.
Okay, well, that was 585, 15.
Yeah. Right. But 13 strikeouts in the...
In 5 what? 530 something? What'd you say?
5... Stand by. 541.
Yeah, that's probably still better.
Yeah, pretty good.
It is. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
And career 369 strikeouts, 361 home runs.
I mean, that is... Wow. That right there will never be done again.
You're right. No, not anymore. That's not the way they play anymore.
It's like the old-time pitching statistics. They'll never be seen again.
Nope. It was the glory days, Boomer.
Yes. Tonight, the Islanders take on the Lightning. All right, time now for moment of the day. Some people think that new Jets head coach Aaron Glenn was a bit difficult to deal with yesterday as we played some clips.
Do you think Jordan Travis will be ready to go for OTAs, and what are your plans for him?
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you that.
What are your plans for him this year?
If he's ready to play, he's going to compete.
There you go.
Good enough for you, ass face. Is that okay? Is that a good answer for you, Mr. Media Man?
I'll tell you what, though. It does sound combative to me.
Yes, it does.
Some people,
for no reason. Is Jordan Travis going to be ready? I'm not a doctor.
Some people on social media think he's got it out for Rich Cimini.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I don't know if he does or he doesn't.
Well, he knows what he's walking into.
Yeah.
100%. There's one thing that you got to say. He knows what he's walking into.
He's also walking into this guy who has asked how he feels about Glenn after hiring him 2 months ago.
The same thing I thought then. I'm so impressed. The guy is a total winner.
Yeah. Ner. Bah.
Coming from a total loser.
Yeah, right. And I would know because I'm the exact opposite. I'm a loser. I can see a winner because I'm a loser. Yeah.
Moment of the day, guys. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.